It's not the first financial reform plan to come out of Congress, but the chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, Connecticut Democrat Chris Dodd, has unveiled a new plan to overhaul America's financial system. The goal, he says, is to end business as usual.
And create a system where honest businesses, large and small in our nation, can thrive on a level playing field, where middle-class families can find work and invest with confidence.
Dodd says the legislation contains bipartisan ideas. He says it's the most sweeping plan since the 1930s. The draft includes an independent Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, one that would protect borrowers from predatory lenders. There is a Stability Oversight Council to give regulators the ability to police the financial system. And big institutions would be required to fund a type of holding bank with $50 billion that would be used to fund a rescue. Christy Shaka is a financial consultant for LECG and says there are questions about such a fund.
Are you saying that you won't allow them to fail, that you'll use that money to support those banks, and you won't allow them to be liquidated, or you won't allow them to be unwound, and therefore creditors will be protected?
Other protections, banks would be kept from running their own investment portfolios or hedge funds, and credit agencies would be held more accountable and possibly liable for the ratings they give to bonds and investment agencies, the very agencies that pay them to do so.
The concern right now is that in order to get a rating, I pay the rating agency. I think what people are hoping for and looking for is more independence, that you don't, if I pay you for the rating, Has the rating agency been co-opted as part of that process?
Measures like these could mean higher bank fees and tighter credit for consumers, but Brookings' Doug Elliott says something has to be done to improve the way the financial sector operates.
It was so expensive to clean up after this crisis. We need more safety, even if it makes loans a little more expensive.
This legislation will not stop the next crisis from coming. No legislation can, of course. But by creating a 21st century regulatory structure for our 21st century economy, we can equip coming generations with the tools to deal with that crisis and to avoid the kind of suffering we have seen in this country over the past number of years.
Boston University's Cornelius Hurley says the bill still leaves plenty of loopholes.
The investment bankers and the financial engineers still have the ability to go out and create products that nobody understands, sometimes including themselves. The credit rating agencies still have the same business model going forward, and yes, there are some quality control measures, but the essential conflicts of interest are still there.
Indeed they are. These industries lawmakers are trying to regulate contributed more than $476 million to political campaigns in election year 2008. So far this year, they've contributed more than $100 million. I'm Philip Alexiou, VOA News.